Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin. I'm going to be hosting the show because Big Sean Mac is not available. I don't know. I think they're on a St. Valentine's Day, but I can't say. I was born Benjamin Barbie, but it just was so droll. I thought Barbie Benji was a lot better. So I'm going to go with that. So I was told I got to talk about something scary. I'm going to be talking about poltergeists. Yeah, I have Christy here, still here with me. She's going to help me out. What is this thing? This is a poltergeist?
Geist?
Geist? Poltergeist? Anyway, the scary things. I know there was movies out there, and I guess they're going to have another one because, you know, one wasn't scary enough. Oh, my God. So, poltergeists. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Okay.
Right.
Well, you have cute hair.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where'd you get that blouse? It's pretty. It looked good on me. Anyway, better than on you. Anyway, so going on. Poltergeists are scary things, and the movies were really scary as well. In folk lore and parapsychology, a German for noisy ghost, is a type of ghost or other supernatural being supposedly responsible for physical disturbances such as loud noises and objects moved around or destroyed. He's not someone I would invite over. I'm just telling you. I don't care who you are. If you mess with my Barbie collection, you're out. I don't care, and you won't be back, okay? No champagne for you. You're just out, okay? And no appletinis. I love my appletinis. You know, if you get a good appletini, you can just live on anything. I love them so much. Anyway, most accounts of poltergeists describe movement or levitation of, I've seen my boyfriend. He levitates. He can just do, when he's doing push-ups, all of a sudden, it looks like he's not on, his arms are out by his sides, but he's still up. You know why? Because he's a ramrod. Anyway, levitation of objects such as furniture and cutlery. Ooh, that sounds dangerous.
Cutlery?
Ooh, dangerous. Or noises such as knocking on doors. You know, I have my landlord knocks on my door all the time, and I found his swarmy little butt staring in my window, looking through the blinds. And, you know, I tell you, if he wasn't such a hunk, I would move. I really would. But, okay, so they knock on doors. Poltergeists have also been claimed to be capable of pinching, biting, hitting. That's like my ex. I swear to God, that sounds like my ex. And tripping people. Yep. I dated this poltergeist. I know I did. Poltergeists occupy numerous niches in cultural folklore and traditionally have been described as troublesome spirits. That's definitely my ex. Who haunt a particular person. That's him. He was, oh my God. He was just, you know, he smelled like beef all the time. He smelled like rotten beef. That was kind of the only, and he sweat. Oh, he would sweat so much. And it was such a musk. It was my head would spin. Such alleged poltergeists manifest have been reported in many cultures and countries, including the United States. Of course, we saw the movie. Japan, Brazil, Australia, and most European, well, just say everyone, for shit's sake. I mean, come on. United States, Japan, Brazil, Australia, and most European nations. What are we leaving out? those sand people, they don't count anyway. It's just, they're so dirty with the beard, and they just treat people so bad. I mean, you know, with the robe. I like the robes. Some of the robes are pretty. So poltergeist, the word poltergeist comes from the German language words proton, to make sound and to rumble, like your tummy. I heard it just a minute ago. I was a little embarrassed. I wasn't going to say anything. But, you know, you should eat, honey. I mean, swear to God, put on a pound. And ghost, which means ghost and spirit. So I guess that's noisy ghost, rumble ghost, or loud spirit. Many claim poltergeist events have proven on investigation to be pranks. Skeptic Joe Nickel says that claimed poltergeist incidents typically originate from an individual who is motivated to cause mischief. I thought that was what the goose thing is a mischief maker. So it's true then. It's just this Nickel guy. Is he everywhere? Is he fast? Is he fast like a rabbit? Because I had a boyfriend that was fast like a rabbit. I dumped him out real fast. In the typical poltergeist outbreak, small objects are hurled through the air by unseen forces. Furniture is overturned, and other disturbances occur. This does sound like my ex. I swear to God, he was Latin, and so he had such a violent temper. But, oh, my God, when he put on his... Okay. But, oh, my goodness. When he put on his song, oh, talk about banana hammock. Oh, my God. It was huge. It was just, you know, at least 10 inches. And that wasn't even when it was angry. But Nicole writes that reports are often exaggerated by, I don't even care about this. You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's just, this is boring. It's like, this is just a ghost that is like having a menstrual period. You know, I mean, this is what they should call it. It's like, this is a PMS poltergeist, or a PMS geist. There it is. That's what they're now called. They're PMS geists. These are just ghosts that are having their time. Now, thank God I don't have to do... I mean, I thought at one time about, you know, getting a procedure. But, you know, it's like, first off, I love my willy. I do. I love it. It's just, it's beautiful. It's a thing of art. But to think about having it go away, I mean, it was God's gift to everyone when it was given to me. But I don't know. What were we talking about?
Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah, who cares? I guess they made a movie out of it. It's like, I understood, because I have. I did understand that poltergeist, it usually takes and revolves around an individual. And what I've read, because, you know, I went through puberty once a long time ago. It was a horror. I mean, it was a horror. You want to talk about scary? Looking at myself in the mirror when I was going through puberty. I had things on my face that just should never belong. I swear to God, okay? So anyway... usually takes a place around a particular individual as present, usually young teenagers at puberty. Actually, that's when I met Manuel. I mean, that really would. I mean, you know, he was our gardener, but, you know, I don't know that I would really care that it was a stereotype, because he was gorgeous. Gorgeous. Did I tell you about the banana hair?
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway. So, due to hormonal art and emotional changes in the teenagers, this is my story.
It
is all my story. Changes in the teenager's body, negative energy may be thrust outwardly. Oh my God, I'm just getting all flushed. Sometimes moving and destroying objects telekinetically. Young teens seek to develop kinetic abilities. Poltergeist activity can cease as suddenly as it occurred. I think that's when it's the last of the, you know, hormonal thingies, or when, you know, the last one drops. I don't know. Let's see. So rumbling can cease as suddenly as it started. It can last anywhere from a few hours to a few years. A few years, like I've ever been in a relationship longer than a couple months. Anyway, as widely believed, oh my God, is he back? I want to do this show. Let me. Oh, okay, I'm being replaced. Bye. Ass. Hey, this is Max. Sorry about that. I thought that maybe someone could handle the show. I was mistaken. Poltergeist, German for rumbling ghost, is widely believed to be an invisible ghost that interacts with others by moving and influencing inanimate objects. Was there anything I need to cover that didn't get, I mean, did anything get covered, or did you just talk about, you know, nastiness?
Banana
hammock. Oh, jeez. Anyway. Stories featuring poltergeists typically focus heavily on raps, thumps, knocks, footsteps, and bed shaking, all without a discernible point of origin. Many stories detail objects being thrown about the room, furniture being moved, and even people being levitated. We've had, you know, they don't talk about this, but what about cabinet doors opening? Doors, or just doors opening and closing on their own. I mean, because we have that here in this house. We've had that happen. We had knocks and dings and dits and whats. But, yeah. So, poltergeist, I mean, it's almost every ghost has one point that we've had. People talk about objects being moved or things, you know, interfering with the TV, radio. So I think almost every case that we've been called in on has had some form of poltergeist activity. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. And then there is, let's talk about a minute. Sorry. So poltergeist, everyone knows about, you know, stacking chairs, opening, you know, throwing things. I mean, if anyone's seen the first couple of Harry Potters, they know, well, actually, they never had that character in the Harry.
In the books, if you've read
yeah,
the books.
If you read the books, they had a poltergeist. What was his name?
Jesus.
Was it? No, it wasn't Jesus. That's a butler. It was a P, wasn't it?
It was Peeves.
Peeves, yeah, I think it was Peeves. Anyway, it wasn't Jeeves. Jeeves is a butler, and this is not a thing that would go get your tea for you. But, you know, one thing that is almost as famous as Poltergeist is the movies. And something that's secondary famous to the movies is the curse about the movies, is the individuals that died that were actually in the original Poltergeist. Now, I'm hoping that curse doesn't, you know, go forward, because I like Sam Rockwell, and he is in the new movie. But,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness, did they clone that little girl? Has anyone seen the trailer? All they did was make her a brunette, but it looks like the same freaking kid, man. I mean, that kid wasn't dead. They just put her on ice. Anyway, so what is seen as an unusually large number of deaths have occurred among the former cast of the Poltergeist trilogy. This occurrence has given rise to the rumor that the productions were in some way cursed due to the nature of the films themselves. Not to mention the fact that they actually used real corpses when they fell into the swimming pool in the back being created.
Uh-huh.
Those corpses that were popping up all over the place like buoys. Were actually real. I mean, how disgusting is that? I mean, that's anyway the myth. I mean, the fact that they would actually use somebody's relatives for a movie prop actually kind of pissed me off. That's very disrespectful. And if there was a curse, it shouldn't land on the actors who didn't know any or have any say in it. It should land in the people that made the decision to say, hey, you know what, I really don't want to pay that extra, you know, $1,000 per corpse for you to make. Just go dig up a couple people. Who cares? You know, no one's going to know. They're not going to, like, fingerprint the things. They have no fingers. Okay, poltergeist in folklore is we heard it's noisy and disruptive and mischievous and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, going forward, the coincidence is most more likely explanation than a curse. There have been four deaths among the cast of this set of films. Dominic Dunn, she was the teenage girl, you know. What's happening? You remember that? Yeah. Heather O'Rourke, the little Carol Ann, you know. Will Sampson, the Indian, and Julian Beck. He was Cain, the evil spirit. Those four died. Now, the explanation, you know, like, let's talk for a minute. The old guy, the Julian Crane, or Julian Beck, Cain, the evil spirit. You know, the judge-looking guy with the black hat. No. That shows up in the second one. He was pronounced with cancer before he actually ever stepped foot on the... Okay, so just know that. Dominic Dunn, the 22-year-old actress, her boyfriend choked her into a coma, which she never awoke. She had ended her abusive live-in relationship with Los Angeles chef John Sweeney, but on the night of October 30th, 1982, he dropped by the former shared residence to plead with her to take him back. And because she said that, you know, she wasn't going to take him back, you know, the right thing to do in that respect is to choke her to death, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why she doesn't want me back. I'm going to kill her. Yeah. Poor thing. Anyway, he left her dead in the driveway. He was convicted of voluntary manslaughter, sentenced in November 83rd, and released in 86 after serving only 3 years, 8 months of a 6.5-year sentence. Okay, that's ridiculous. Voluntary manslaughter? He choked the shit out of her until she died. That is not right. All right, so the young girl was 6 when she started, and then at 12 years old, she died of septic shock. She had an ordinary about what they thought about of ordinary flu, launched into cardiac arrest during the drive to local hospital as bacterial toxins set loose by bowel obstruction made their way into her bloodstream. Her heart was successfully restarted, and she was flown by helicopter to a much larger children's hospital where she went underwent an operation to remove the obstruction. That's a really bad way to go. Anyway, the toxins rampaging through her system proved too much, and she died on the operating table. That's a sad thing. I mean, that truly is a sad thing. I mean, the 22-year-old is a sad thing, too, especially when the guy that got caught did 3 years. I mean, for shit's sake. There are people still in prison for pot, you know? And this piece of shit has been out. So he's been out almost 20 years. He's been out of prison for almost 20 years. I hope while he was in prison, he was Bubba's bend-over buddy. I mean, that's just, anyway. I mean, people die. I don't know that it is a curse. She was diagnosed as having Crohn's disease, which is basically, it's in the family. So it's not something that all of a sudden the curse gave it to her. It was in her, makeup and her genes. Her family has it. The other two deaths, the 60-year-old actor who played the evil spirit, Kane, died of stomach cancer on 14 September. 7 months before the release. Unlike O'Rourke's death, his was not explained. He had been battling cancer for 18 months. See, boy, that guy had an evil grin, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I still can see that grin. Will Sampson, better known for, he was the guy that threw the wash basin out the window and killed Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I mean, he was known for that. He died after he received a heart-lung transplant 6 weeks earlier. He was severe pre-operative malnutrition, post-operative kidney failure, and fungal infection. So he had did they even have anesthesia and different things back in the 80s. I mean, did they have penicillin and that kind of stuff? I thought they just had like scissors and steak knives and tongs. They had tongs.
They tried to downplay it.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's just a misfortune. If you want to talk about a real curse from movies, give me the Superman curse. I mean, that one, the only one that really hasn't been affected by it is Dean Cain, and who cares, So, all right, so going forward, poltergeist, scary stuff, pretty much every ghost, every haunting that we have been called in has had some form of poltergeist activity. Now, they also, it's one of the things that is also easy enough to fake.
Yeah.
A lot of people fake the whole, I know there was a couple investigations that we had gone out on that where they had major discussion about things moving and finding out later that it was not true.
Yeah.
That was a hotel that we were called on. and they were trying to get us to talk about how much, you know, it was haunted and things were moving, and they slid this, you know, stove across, and it just wasn't true. Nothing like that. So we are almost done with the Poltergeist thing. I'm really sorry about the guest host. I had no idea that, and it's not Barbie Benji. It's Ben. It's not changed. He's, you know, he's just wishing, you know. But anyway, if you want to call in and talk about Poltergeist, or you want to give us a something else that we should touch base on, because Poltergeist has been done to death. A lot of the different done to death. That's a
yeah.
You know, when were we going to talk about Bigfoots?
You can whenever you want.
Well, there's so much. I mean, there's so many movies coming out about Bigfoots and,
true,
you know, and Sasquatches and whatnot. I mean, what the heck is the thing about that? And we haven't talked about UFOs.
Yeah, we did.
Did we? When was that? Was I there? Was I drinking? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting old.
We were talking about UFOs. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that was a long time ago in my world. Anyway, anyone wants to call in, write this number down. It's 914-205-5450. So 205-5450. Or you can actually go on blogtalkradio.com / Haunted Hunters, and you can actually get in the chat room. How are they going to get in the chat room? Go ahead and tell us, Christy.
Go to the link.
Go to the link.
Well, they would have to be there to hear our voice in the first place.
So they'd see it right on that. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want to talk about? We're kind of poltergeist out. I don't know what else to say about poltergeist. They stack things, all right? They're, you know, OCD ghosts. That's what they are.
I don't know what else to say. Well, what they say about poltergeists is they generally say that they're malevolent spirits.
They're pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say it. Can I say pissed off?
Yeah.
All right, pissed off.
Which I don't believe to be true. I don't think that poltergeists necessarily are malevolent, because I think that they're just spirits that are trying to get our attention.
Well, someone chucking something on my head usually gets my attention.
Well, it's not throwing things at your head, but people that are the poltergeists, sorry, people, but the poltergeists that open cabinets and slam doors and stuff, I don't see that as malevolent or dangerous in nature.
Well, what about the movies? I mean, they're kind of scary in the movies.
Well, they make ghosts scary in the movies, period.
So I'm hoping that the new one, I've seen the trailer of the new movie, which almost looks like shot for shot. Instead of a little strange-talking, short, dwarfish maiden, you know, or, you know, old lady,
yeah,
they have a taller Irishman, you know, in that role. I mean, big change. And that's a big change, you know, and I like, what's his name? Anyway, he's a good actor. Harris, his father was a good actor, too.
I don't know what actors are in the movie.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell, and let's bring it up. Let's bring it up. Let's go ahead and see. Okay, all right. Da-da-da-da. All right, so we have got Sam Rockwell, I said that. Rosemarie DeWitt, who I have no idea who she is. Jared Harris, that's it, Jared Harris. He was actually Moriarty in the Sherlock Holmes movies. And his father, he liked his father too. His father was a good actor. Okay. All right, well, Richard Harris was his father. And his kid usually is playing bad guys now. I guess he's going to play a good guy in the Poltergeist. But I think next week, do we even have a show planned? Because we're going to have Sean back, so we don't have to have a guest host. That was really bad. And you know what? I mean, I knew it was going to be bad. It's why I didn't leave. You know, it's why I came back. I tried to get back earlier because I figured I'd head it off the pass. Didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
Well, you should have stopped. I don't know why you didn't take over.
It was comical.
Are you saying that person's a better host than me?
That's not what I said.
Well, it sounded like it.
What I said is it was comical.
Oh, well, I'll have to listen to it. I only heard a little bit while I was walking. But so All right, so we still haven't been getting a lot of people writing in and telling us or giving us ideas for shows. So what I'm asking is for people out there to go to the, let me spell that out because that's a difficult word, T-H-E, haunted, H-A-U-N-T-E-D, hunters, H-U-N-T-E-R-S, .com. You go to that and you send us a message and says, hey, look, I really would like to hear about blah, 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 blah. Now, I want to hear about grumpy cats. Is that really a phenomenon that has taken over the world? No. It's just people that have nothing better to do with their time going on Facebook posting pictures of stupid-looking cats.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm not into the cats. Now, ferrets. You show me a ferret video and I'm there.
All about ferrets.
All about ferrets. Well, maybe not. I'm all about you.
I'm all about you.
Okay. Tomorrow's St. Valentine's
Day. It is.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Going out of town.
Where are we going?
Ashland.
What are we going to do?
I don't think our listeners really want to come.
No, I don't know. I don't blame them. Yeah. All right, so anyway, that was our show tonight. It was, could have been longer had I been here and been invested in it. Everyone knows about poltergeists, so I'm not going to tell you anything. If I had any world, groundbreaking news about them, we would be going on a lot longer, but no one's really come up with anything, mm-hmm. And we haven't had the review on our own house. We had our own investigation.
Yeah.
We had our team investigate our own house.
Right.
And we haven't heard anything back yet.
No one's done any review, I don't know.
Well, they will. Yeah. They will. It's not up to us. We were the clients.
Right.
So that's the show tonight, and we're going to bug out earlier because it's close to St. Valentine's Day, and someone gave me this banana hammock I want to try. We are out. Hey, listen, I don't think it was very nice that you just cut me off and when I was doing this.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall.